Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. If this is your first time joining us, then welcome. If this is not your first time joining us, then welcome back. I am excited about today's episode because we are officially celebrating our 1 year anniversary. I cannot believe 1 year has passed since the launch of the Amazing with Grace podcast. I've learned so much, and God has just shown me a lot of things about His faithfulness and being consistent and things like that. And so I just want to thank you all for being faithful listeners, whether you have listened to just one episode and you plan to continue on listening to episodes, or if you have listened to all of my episodes. Wherever you fall on the spectrum, I am truly grateful for you. And I hope that it has been helpful. If you think back to some of your favorite episodes, I hope that it's been something that you have been able to take away from each episode. And more importantly than that, my prayer has been to draw you closer to God and help you be able to apply the Word of God and apply psychology to your everyday life. I strongly believe that God did not leave His Word for us to be confused and convicted. I believe that He left His Word as instructions and guidance for us to be able to live the abundant life, or as we like to call it, a life that is amazing with grace. So, as my special offer for this month to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, I will be offering all of my listeners a book and workbook bundle. Many of you know that I published a book last year called The Emotion Devotional, and it is a 40-day journey towards emotional wholeness. The book and the companion workbook are available on Amazon, and the book is also available on Barnes & Noble. But for my listeners, I am offering a book bundle, and not only is it a book bundle where you would get the book and the workbook, but the books will be autographed by me, okay? And so you can get that workbook bundle by going to www.amazingwithgrace.com/book, and I will have that link in the show's notes. Or if you're not interested in the workbook and you just want an autographed copy of the book, you can do that also by going to the same place, and that is www.amazingwithgrace.com/book. And again, I will have that link in the show's notes. Today, we will be talking about 7 ways to win when you feel like you're losing. Now, I know that we are in a new month, an exciting month, Black History Month. And I know that we are still in a new year. And typically in a new year, people have hope and they're still inspired and they are still eager to meet their goals. But I know, like many of you know, 2020 was rough and it was tough. And some of us went into the new year with hope and gladness for just something new, something fresh. But I do realize that for some of us, the new year has already started off with a lot of chaos, a lot of loss, a lot of pain, some bad news. Some people have gotten no news, etc., right? And so that can be disappointing. It can be deflating. And for some people, I know that the new year didn't bring any type of excitement at all. Some of us didn't even go into the new year with any hope, any joy, any renewed sense of inspiration. And so I recognize that. And so the point I'm making here is that I realize with all of these disappointments, it can be hard to keep your head in the game when it feels like you're losing. You know, I work with a lot of highly successful people, and certain losses or challenges can catch you off guard when you are accustomed to winning, when you have become accustomed to hearing the voice of God, when you have become accustomed to landing the deal or sealing the client or getting the job that you interviewed for, right? But when life has not looked like that, it can be confusing and you can start questioning. You might be asking, did God really tell me to start this company? Did God really tell me to go back to school right now? Is God even listening to my prayers? Am I really cut out for this path on my life? Why are other people's businesses and relationships thriving and mine are not? All of these questions are normal. I want to impress that upon you. Having these questions are normal. But how we deal with these questions, the answers to these questions, or the perceived lack of answers to these questions can lead us to feel defeated, deflated, discouraged, jealous, resentful, angry. And so I wanted to give us some encouragement today by discussing ways to win when it feels like you're losing. So before we jump in today, I want you to do me a favor and leave us a wonderful review like so many of you have done to me personally. If you do not listen to the podcast on iTunes, feel free to show some love to the show by tagging me, by making a post on your Facebook or Instagram and tagging me at Dr. Q Perry. And also, because you are joining this podcast, there's something that you're getting from the content that we share. I encourage you to share this with a friend or two who you believe could benefit from hearing some of the discussions that we talk about on the show. And also, if there are topics that I have not yet covered that you think might be helpful for you and other people, send me a DM on IG at Dr. Q Perry, or feel free to send me an email by going to the show's website, www.amazingwithgrace.com, and clicking on the Dr. Q's Couch tab. The first way to win when you feel like you're losing is to acknowledge your feelings. Now, you might be thinking, okay, I don't understand what this has to do with winning if I feel like I'm losing. Here's what I mean. How does it feel for you to be striving for something and not getting it, or to have a lack of progress and not meet the goals that you're setting for yourself, either at all or at the rate or pace that you hoped for? How does all of that feel? What emotion comes up for you? Many times I think we can get so focused on our goals that we ignore or minimize the way that we feel on the way to those goals. See, I imagine that you are a highly successful, ambitious, or achievement-oriented person. And even saying certain things like, I feel afraid, or I feel embarrassed, those kinds of feelings can feel uncomfortable. And I think part of that is because we live in a society where it looks like people are overnight successes, or we work in high achievement environments where there's team no sleep and it's always very competitive. So it may feel very uncomfortable for you to acknowledge some of those more vulnerable emotions. Sometimes we live in environments where discussing feelings is taboo. And so I encourage you to stop and acknowledge your feelings. Don't turn your pain into suffering by avoiding, ignoring or minimizing how you feel about this season of loss. You might feel embarrassed because it seems like some people are doubting or even making fun of your dream. Maybe you're anxious because you're not sure if you're going to be able to meet the goals that you set for yourself. Maybe you feel afraid because you worry that losing means that you'll be forgotten. Those things are normal. We all want to be known. We all want to be accepted, loved, and understood. And so when we are in a season of our lives, when it feels like you're not being understood, you're not being accepted, your ideas are not being heard or welcomed, that can bring on some feelings of fear and rejection. So again, I'm asking you to acknowledge your feelings because those feelings help to give you key information of how to deal with those feelings. You can't deal with something that you don't acknowledge, right? So the first way to win when you feel like you're losing is to acknowledge your feelings. The second thing that you can do is to permit yourself to rest. Now, I know that everybody is all about self-care these days, but specifically what I want to talk to you about is allowing yourself an opportunity to take the day off. I have a whole episode where I talk about the importance of a Sabbath rest, and I will be sure to link that in the show's notes as well. Permitting yourself to rest helps you to reset, helps you to get a fresh perspective. Have you ever looked for something so hard and you gave up on it, and it seems like once you went back, you were able to find exactly what you were looking for? Or have you ever been trying to figure something out and then you took a break from it and you went back and it was right there all the time? That's what rest does. Rest helps you to get a fresh perspective. So, of course, not only is it good for your body physically, but emotionally and mentally, it helps you to reset. It helps you to renew your creativity and renew your understanding. Even if it's the same problem, you might come in with a fresh perspective. When we get so focused on trying to win, we can get tunnel vision. Nothing else matters, including our rest. We figure we can rest when we die, or we'll rest when we get this thing done. But that's not God's design for us. God had a rhythm of resting, and you can see that in creation. God has a rhythm of rest for creation, and we are part of that creation. And so in order to win when you're losing, or when it feels like you're losing, permit yourself to rest. A third thing you can do is to pray for the right things. If you're anything like me, I am tempted. I am the queen of asking why, God, why? Or when, God, when? And we can get so caught up in trying to understand things that it causes us to miss out on opportunities to pray for something that I think is more fruitful. And that is asking God, what? God, what should I be learning in this season about business? What should I be learning about relationships in this season? What is it that you're trying to prune away from my heart in this season of loss? What do you want me to unlearn? What behaviors and thought patterns do you want me to take off, and which new ones should I put on? So ask God what. If you catch yourself asking God why or when, and again, there's nothing wrong with asking God those questions, but let us not get so caught up on getting the answers to those questions that we miss asking God and getting the answers to an even more valuable question is what? Asking God what He wants to show you even about His character through a season of loss. So far we've talked about acknowledging our feelings, permitting ourselves to rest, and praying for the right things. Number four, Count the cost of winning. My experience has been that sometimes we can get overwhelmed with the end result or the goal or winning, that we're not able to see the sacrifice. We're not able to count the cost of what we pay just to win. Now, don't get me wrong. Winning is great. It feels great. But I want to ask you something. Is it worth it? Whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever it is that you're trying to win, I want to ask you, is it worth it? What price have you had to pay? Was it worth it to have 10,000 more followers when your home isn't clean, or your children or family and friends haven't seen much of you, or your health is declining? Was it worth it to secure a new contract or to secure the movie or music deal when your personal relationships are failing? Is it worth it to force a relationship and have a wedding, but the relationship itself, the foundation is unstable? So I really want you to count the cost of winning. I know for me, whenever I have gotten laser focused on a specific goal, sometimes I am anxious, I might be irritable, might be frustrated. That's not a state that your body and your mind and your spirit constantly needs to be in. Now, of course, all of those things come up just because we're human. But think about this. If it takes, for example, 3 months to meet your goal, and you're irritable and anxious and sleep deprived for 3 months, think about what toll that takes on your immune system, on your spirit, on your relationships. Is it worth it? And so I want to ask you to count the cost of winning. And when we do this, I think we're able to better discern if this is truly a loss, or is it protection from pain, or is it a pause for a pivot? I'll say that again. When we count the cost of winning, we're able to discern whether this is truly a loss, or if it's protection from pain or a pause for a pivot. When I think back to the seasons of my life where either I truly had lost something or someone, or it felt like I was losing, I'm able to look back over those seasons now and really appreciate what it is that I've learned from those situations. You know, again, winning is great, but our character is developed in those seasons of losses. Even if in my business, it feels like my business is losing in a sense, it's driven me to think about ways to pause and restructure and pivot in a different direction if that is where God needed me to go. It's caused me to slow down and think about what God is doing in me. I think winning is easy for God. That's something easy, but I think He's more focused on helping you to become more and more like Christ as you shed some things, as you add some things, as you shed some people, as you add some people. So take some time after this episode and think about the cost of winning. What have you had to pay? What are you paying to win? Number 5, look back and then look up. I like this tip, especially when it feels like I'm losing, because I'm able to go back to my journals and my prayer journals to look at my journey and look at the answered and unanswered prayers that I've had. Look at some of the goals that I have and some of the goals that I set for myself that I met and some that I did not meet. When you look back over those things, what things do you have now that you thought were unbelievable or unattainable? And you'll be able to encourage yourself, one, by seeing God's faithfulness, but also seeing how your perseverance paid off in the past. Or if you have to be real with yourself and say, you know what? When I look back, I see that I have a pattern of starting things and not finishing them. That is okay. That's all information. Then you can work on that in this season. Looking back and then looking up can give you a lot of information. Now, I don't want you to judge yourself if you look back and you realize that there are certain things that you need to work out, because again, this is the kind of information that you need to know. How could you use this season to your benefit if you don't know what you don't know? It's much better for you to know that you have a tendency to reject help, or you have a tendency to dismiss new ideas from other people. This is the kind of information that you need in this season to help you win when it feels like you're losing. So look back and then look up. So number six, I think, actually goes with number five, and that is to use this time as a mirror. As much as winning feels great, losing helps you to see what's in you. You're able to see that you get angry when you don't win. You're able to see that you are mean and spiteful when you don't win. You're able to see that you have a tendency to sabotage other people's growth and success when you don't win. Can you genuinely be happy for other people in their winning season? Can you still be grateful for what you do have, despite the fact that it feels like you're losing? As much as I do not enjoy moments or seasons of losing, they really are valuable to our character development. We're able to learn so much from these seasons. And the last tip that I have for you to help you win when it feels like you're losing is to acknowledge your part in something, but don't be overly responsible. One of the things that I typically talk to my patients about is this feeling of being overly responsible. Now, I do think that it's a noble characteristic for us to be considerate, and a noble characteristic for us to be willing to be accountable for the mistakes that we make and things like that. All of those things are great, but I see us sometimes, a lot of times actually, take on more responsibility for outcomes that are beyond our control. And this is especially the case when you're working on something that involves other people. And that's most things, whether that's relationships in family or friendships or romantic relationships, business relationships, anything that deals with other people means that there is automatically a component that is out of your control. And then if we consider that there is more than one person involved, right? So let's say we have a team of people we're working with, then that's even more that's out of your control. The point I'm making here is this: acknowledge your part in what you could have done better, what you could do better, what you will do better, right? But then ask God to help you discern where that line ends. Am I taking responsibility for things that are not mine to carry? Am I making myself responsible for things that other people need to do? That is a spiritual thinking trap that I think we can get caught in just because we want things to go well. We want to be a team player. We want to be a great leader. We want to be a great mom or partner or a great pastor. Whatever it is that you have been assigned to do, that is great. But I do encourage you to ask God to give you wisdom to discern, where does my sense of responsibility end? That way you can learn to delegate appropriately and then give people room and space to make those changes. Let people have back the appropriate amount of responsibility that they need, because that will free you up emotionally and physically to do some other things. And then some of you might be saying, no, Dr. Perry, like this was really on me, or I truly do work alone. And so my business is a solo business, and I can relate. My business is a solo business. And so in those cases, my encouragement to you is the same. Ask God to give you wisdom to do your due diligence, and then let him do the rest. See, I think sometimes we get caught in a trap of doing our part and then trying to help God do his part and then trying to figure out what else we can do to help him do his part. And then we get anxious to see if there's anything else we've forgotten that will help him do his part, because we don't really trust that he heard us and we are not really sure if he's going to give us the thing that we're praying about, which goes back to trust. So acknowledge your part in it and ask God to help you to submit and surrender the parts that are not for you to carry. So let's do a quick review of the 7 ways to win when it feels like you're losing. We talked about acknowledging your feelings, permitting yourself to rest, praying for the right things, counting the costs of winning, looking back and then looking up, using this time as a mirror, and acknowledging your part but not feeling overly responsible. So I hope that those quick tips were helpful to you. I encourage you to review your notes if you took any. I encourage you to listen to this episode more than once if there are some points that you missed. If you are working on a team, I encourage you to share this with your team and see if these are some things that can generate discussion to boost the morale of your team. You may not be dealing with any of these things, but I would guarantee you that maybe one person is dealing with at least one of these things. If you find that you're dealing with all of these things, then I imagine that you're also not alone. And so I want to end with the encouragement for us not to get weary in well-doing. I think that there is a message in the atmosphere. There's been a lot of teachings and sermons that I've listened to probably since the start of the year, where I strongly believe that God knows that some of us are getting weary. It feels like we can't catch a break. It feels like we're losing. It looks like we're losing. If we look around and we see the COVID numbers are not getting much better, now they're talking about a new variant of the virus that's quickly spreading. We talk about the delays in the vaccinations. We hear about ongoing deaths of people that we know personally and some that we don't know. We look at the political climate. We look at the unrest that was at the Capitol last month. We look at the economic climate. We look at the social and racial injustices. It's a lot that's on our plates that can weigh us down and make us even wonder, why am I bothering to stay in this race? Why should I keep trying when it doesn't look like anything is changing? I want to let you know that I get it. I hear your heart. I want to end with these 2 scriptures. The first one is in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and I'm reading from the NASB. It says, "Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary." The second scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. That one reads, "All praises belong to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the Father of tender mercy and the God of endless comfort. He always comes alongside us to comfort us in every suffering so that we can come alongside those who are in any painful trial. We can bring them the same comfort that God has poured out upon us." I think those 2 scriptures tie up very nicely the point that I want to make today, is that even though it may feel like you are losing, you may actually be losing in some aspects of your life, but I want to inspire you and renew your expectation that there is an expected end for this. Please don't get weary in well-doing. Use this time to renew your faith. Use this time to restore your emotional wellness so that when other people come along who may feel the same way you do, that you can pour into them what has been poured into you. And on that note, let us go into our time of prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for the opportunity for us to see the first days of 2021. We know that some people did not make it this far. So we are praying for their peaceful rest. And we are also praying for encouragement for us as we continue on this journey. I pray that there has been something said today that will embolden their minds and their hearts and spirits to continue on in their journey with gladness. Give them a fresh sense of enlightenment. Increase their wisdom, increase their discernment to make decisions, to hear from you, to hear from others who you have placed in their lives. And I look forward to the testimonies of people who have taken these tips and applied them to their lives to help them win in any season of their lives. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Well, that is our episode for today. Again, I will have those episodes that I mentioned during the show. I will have those links in the show notes, and I will also have the link for you to purchase the Emotion Devotional Workbook and Book Bundle autographed copy. Until next time, take care.